Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Take nothing less than the supreme best.
It's a little Curtis Mayfield. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals through the entire month of July during their Red, White, and Move sale. Buy a new McBride home in July. Receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home. The Arbors, right there at Clayton Road. Unbelievable. The coolest condos I've ever seen. They have over 40 communities throughout the metro area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. Go to McBrideHomes.com for more details. What do we have now, Brian?
Let's do the end of the day. Whoa. I don't know what that was. Let me try that again. That was...
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
I apologize for the tinnitus I might have just caused everyone with that. I will say it is depressing right now. It's MLB Network is on our TV in our studio. It's about noon. Trade deadline's in about 3 hours. And maybe it's indicative to how slow it's all become. And they almost prepare for this now. But they're all giving out trades they want to happen, as opposed to trades that are actually happening. So Mark DeRosa is now proposing a Whit Merrifield deal to the Chicago Cubs, as opposed to trades really happening.
Yeah, you know, by the way, the Whit Merrifield thing, and his name is brought up a lot, the guy is a classic Kansas City Royal.
Yes.
He's a good player, and he's controlled for a long time. You don't want to give up guys like that.
Controlled for a long time, over 30, which... maybe for the Cardinals, kind of scares them a little bit because they've not had good luck necessarily signing players when they're over 30. That's been a rough go for them. Plowsy is like the wet blanket of the Cardinals. He's always, the mic's not on right now, but every time you bring up something Cardinal related that might be conceived as negative, he takes it to like the nth degree.
This is the only year where I would say the Cardinals' best move would be not making one at all.
Oh,
outside
come
of maybe
on.
a minor deal for a fifth starter. I don't see you having the guns, the ability to get a Robbie Ray, a Boyd. I don't really want to pay Greinke the next 2 years after this year.
Why
$35 million. You never know exactly when he can hit
that wall.
You
thinking
about
the DeWitt grandchildren again?
Come on.
What, did Martin
Frank,
get to
Frank,
you?
It's just asinine to get, pay a guy that
but
much
But if he
money.
Helps you win a championship. If he helps you get to the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, we're in contention right now to win the division without any major moves with your best bat, Ozuna, before Goldschmidt turned into Goldschmidt. He's coming back here within a week. So I think you salvage what you have right now, try to win the division, at least get the wild card, and save some of your prospects. You know, this is not the only trade deadline. There's an offseason after this year, and there's a trade deadline next year, and so on and so forth. So there's no need to reach if you don't need to, and I think this team's winning right now without a Greinke type, and, you know, you can save that money and give it to the DeWitt grandchildren. I do care about them, Frank.
Very nice.
I also want to mention, you and Martin caring greatly about the DeWitt finances. Good for the Cincinnati Reds, by the way, because I think there are a lot of contenders that probably could use a Trevor Bauer. I'm not a huge fan of his antics or his behavior on social media at times. So I wasn't against or necessarily for the Cardinals acquiring him. So I wasn't crushed when they did it. But good for the Reds for trying. At least it's like this offseason, the Reds made moves that made people scratch their heads. But how many teams just stand pat and just wait for something to happen as opposed to making something happen? Good for the Reds for doing something.
Yeah, and they're putting together a little staff.
Yes, good for the Indians for doing something. Frank, tonight, Cardinals, Cubs. Maybe it's a good thing that they won last night against Yu Darvish because Kyle Hendricks toes the slab for the Chicago Cubs tonight. And the Cardinals have had all sorts of issues with Hendricks throughout his career. Kyle in 16 starts, 7-2, a 2.93 ERA against St. Louis, 2-0 with an ERA of 0.56. The Cardinals have not beaten Kyle Hendricks since 2016.
Yeah, I think of
Does it happen tonight?
I think of that Roberta Flack song, Killing Me Softly, every time I see him pitch. Yeah. He's got their number. I will say this. I think Miles Michaelis is going to pitch a great game tonight, too. And I think it's going to be another low-scoring game. I don't know. Maybe it could come down to what happens at 3 o'clock, too. A little mojo.
Yeah, maybe. And it's weird because it's not as if Hendricks is overpowering. It's 16 innings. He only has 6 strikeouts. So you're making contact. Yeah. But he is the perfect pitch-to-contact guy, and the Cubs obviously are very smart defensively, and it just does not go over well. Deadline still slow. Maybe teams should kind of take the Charlie Marlowe approach. GMs should take the Charlie Marlowe approach.
You mean bully somebody?
Well, I'm going to read you a transcript. I found this on my Twitter account, and I just recently posted it. This is from a couple years ago, a fantasy football deal. And he said, for this trade to work for Sunday's game, it's got to be accepted today. It's mutually beneficial. You need a tight end this week, and I'm giving you a really good one in Doyle and a good running back. Plus, I'm eating Gordon's bye week. This trade literally doesn't help me until next week. He must have texted me this during a show, because at 12:08, he then texted me, your show is over. It's time to accept the trade. And I said, let me look at it. This is his response. Just press accept. You don't care anyway, and it's fair. I've already given you your best player in Russell Wilson. Maybe the trade deadline would be more exciting if more GMs took that approach.
Wow.
He's aggressive. I've made fair deals with Charlie Marlowe in the past, but he won't let you slide with just taking a couple hours to think about it. He'll either be texting you if he sees you in studio. He'll corner you. He'll grab your shoulder, Frank, set you aside. And he doesn't care if you have any, maybe a second job or, you know, errands to run, a dog to take to the vet. We're going to have a sit and have a little chat
because
about...
you're on Charlie's time.
Right.
It's about me.
Right. I think what I appreciate most about Marlowe is how...
considerate he is with his trade.
Yes. Well, not so much how considerate he is, but how...
he knows your team, too. How he
knows your team,
better.
It also
than...
doesn't interfere with anything else. Like Martin will say, he'll see Charlie doing fantasy football and baseball-related stuff while that, too, Fox. Right,
yes.
Right now?
Call that number right now. That's good. All right. Let's see. So Charlie is going to be coming up next, I think, with Cam and the Cam Jansen. What do they call that? The presentation?
Is that what they call it?
It's not a show. It's called the it's something special. The rest of us just do talk shows, but Cam is like in a whole experience, I think.
And I think Charlie, you know, being at the trade deadline, he'll probably break down some of his trades he thinks other MLB teams should do, you know. Kind of give his GM assessment. See, he'd been in the war room, you know, with those fantasy baseball trades. He knows what it takes.
Absolutely. That's good stuff. You're off to the golf course, Normandy?
Yeah, I got to take out the pups, eat a little lunch. Tee time 136, right?
Very nice. Does Jay play with you at all?
No, I have played with Jay, and he's amazing to watch because you look at him, you go, okay, he played golf in the past. He doesn't play that much now. Does not take a practice swing and hits it dead down the center of the fairway. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he probably still hits it long, too.
Yes.
Hey, speaking of golf, I have one of the top pros on our airwaves right now, Mark Mancuso, who's a part of something really special that has to do with vets playing golf. Mark, good to be with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Frank. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, first of all, I want you to tell our listeners what happens once a week at your terrific golf course, Emerald Greens in Granite City.
Well, actually, Arlington Greens. And,
Arlington Greens, excuse me.
Well, that's okay. We actually have a league, a veterans league, that is was started by PGA Hope, the PGA of America, in the Gateway section. Veterans come out and play in a league on Thursdays, starting at 11. They have to go through basically a series of clinics, and they do what they call a graduation. And after they're done with those clinics, they can graduate, and then they can get into the league, and it's at no cost.
And you have some vets who have lost legs or missing both legs, and they love it. It's just a real feel-good, you know, 3 or 4 hours out there every week.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's grown. We're up to about 60 vets a week. What we're doing August 16th is – doing a fundraiser to help support the league, you know, for some of the expenses, maybe do some travel expenses to get these guys to be able to go play in some of the amputee tournaments and things like that. So, yeah, August 16th, 10 a.m. at Arlington Greens should be a great time, and we're really excited to keep this thing growing.
All right, tell our listening audience if they'd like to support this great organization, how they could be a part of that event. It's a scramble on the 16th?
Yeah, it's a scramble. It's 10 a.m., $320 for the foursome. They can call Arlington Greens at 931-5232. They can go on my Facebook page, and I have a copy of the flyer and have some numbers that they can contact. Also, a gentleman by the name of Bob Rosner, who is actually running the tournament. So very, very excited about this, and would like to keep this thing going. And, again, the PGA of America and PGA Hope and Gateway Section have been kind of the ones that started this, and we've taken the ball and are rolling with it.
And what do you get for 320 at Arlington Greens on the 16th?
You're going to get, golf cart, driving range, prizes, beverages, just a fun day. Actually, I'm playing with my mom and my sister and my wife. And so it's really, it doesn't matter what kind of skill level you have, just come out and help the vets.
So, Mark, you need this event to keep this going for years to come, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I'm basically the fundraiser now, and it's extremely important to me. It's a big thing in my heart to keep this thing going. And my goal is to get this league up to 80 players. I shut the golf course down for 3 hours every Thursday and let them play for free, and that's what it's all about. And again, let's keep it going. Let's be passionate, and there's nothing better than helping our vets, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was out there the other day, and I was amazed the attitude and just how much those guys just genuinely loved being there and loved being a part of almost a golf team at Arlington Greens in Granite City. So one more time on the phone number, if you wanted to get a foursome and be there on the 16th and support this great cause, give it to me.
Yeah, just call me at 618-931-5232. Ask for Mark Marcuzzo, and I will get to the right place, get you in. I know right now we've got about 12 teams. We're trying to get it up to 30 teams, and we're really, really excited about this. And, again, it's for the future of these guys, young and old. That's what it's all about.
Mark, thanks for all you do. The phone number again, 618-931-5232, to help out vets and be a part of a great day of golf. Mark, have a great day.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough, Frank. You're a great guy.
Appreciate it. Mark Mancuso joining us from Arlington Greens.
Frank, I want to mention the appliance discounter, 7 area locations, our newest one in Webster Groves. You also have Maplewood, South County, St. Charles, Baldwin, St. Louis City, Illinois. Any more information, you can visit theappliancediscounters.com. And the Schnucks World Tour returns on August 22nd. Frank will be at the Concord Village location, 5434 South Field Center. We love going to all the area located Schnucks. We're treated well there. Go there. If you look for the little red dot, that's a Schnucks brand item. It's made great. It's not made with cheap ingredients. The ice cream is great. The chips are great. They have really good soda there as well. And of course, download the Schnucks app where you can get money back that you can use on future transactions at any and all Schnucks locations.
Tomorrow, Martin will be back probably from his day of hunting or fishing or something outdoors.
Yeah, outdoors, yeah.
Quails? Yeah, I can see that. And yeah, we'll be at Gateway. We'll be at Worldwide Technology Raceway tomorrow. We'll take a break. Cam coming up next. We'll be back in 22.